A language has traditionally become an international language for one chief reason: the power of its people, especially their political and military power. Why did Greek become a language of international communication in the Middle East over 2,000 years ago? Not because of the intellects of Plato and Aristotle. The answer lies in the swords and spears wielded by the armies of Alexander the Great. But international language dominance is not solely the result of military might. It may take a military powerful nation to establish a language, but it takes an economically powerful one to maintain and expand it. With economic developments beginning to operate on a global scale, supported by the new communication technologies and fostering the emergence of massive multinational organizations,